Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is a Football Friday. Devon Godshaw's on the line there. That is cool. I'm excited. From the Dolphins, are you the ultimate Fins fan? In celebration of the NFL's 100th season, the Miami Dolphins invite you to enter for an experience of a lifetime. Each month, a different offer will be unveiled, and an exclusive Dolphin-centric experience of a lifetime will be awarded to a special Florida resident fan. To nominate a deserving fan, and for more information, you can visit dolphins.com/experiencefins. dolphins.com/experiencefins. Devon Godshaw in his third season with the Dolphins registered a sack last week against the Jets. Yep. And Godshaw, for those of you that may not know, we talked about him last week. He's one of the good guys. Always charitable, right? Always yep. Giving of his time. Got the Chow Down Foundation. Did the event at Funky Buddha. And so he played college football at LSU. And they've got a pretty big game tomorrow. So there's a lot to talk with him about, and he's on the line. Hello, Devon.
What's up, boss? How you guys doing?
We're good. We're excited about a lot of things in sports this week. We got the Heat and Lakers tonight, and obviously you guys are playing the Colts on Sunday. But the big game is tomorrow, Alabama and LSU. You went to LSU. Now, have you been able to watch a lot of them this season?
Oh, of course, man. Come on now, of course.
So you'll be watching the game tomorrow, or are you guys traveling?
Yeah, we'll be traveling a little bit, you know, kind of upset about it, you know, but hey, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to catch probably the second quarter. I mean, second half for sure.
So do you have a prediction that you want to make? We've been talking about it kind of all day, just little bits and pieces here, but LSU is a 6-point underdog right now to Alabama. Yeah.
I think it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be a close game. I think LSU might, you know, LSU will pull away late. You know, I think it'll be, my prediction is 31-24 LSU.
And Devon, you talking about LSU? When people ask me questions about the craziest fan base, bro, the nastiest, the talk to you, the grimiest, I always tell people LSU. NFL all the way back to college and high school, the LSU fans are nasty. Do you going to LSU, do you agree with that, or do you have another fan base that's nasty than y'all's fans?
I have to say LSU, you know, it gets crazy down there, like you said, especially a night game. It gets crazy, you know, with the away opponent, you know, things get crazy. You know, I think it's, to me, you know, like, it's just like just playing. That was the best football atmosphere I ever played that, you know, it was – crazy, just a night game in Death Valley, just any game, a 3:30 game, you know, it's just crazy. It's the best experience I've ever had.
Bro, I played a night game, Death Valley, Saban's, the championship year when they were 12-1. Florida ended up going to Death Valley and winning. I heard a damn bink. I heard bink, bink, bink on my helmet, and I looked down, and it was AAA batteries. They were throwing batteries at us. I said, bro, these people are nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy down there, man. They're crazy down there. I don't think they do that stuff no more, but they are crazy down there. It's a good crazy, though. It's a good crazy.
I bet you think so.
I was going to say, good crazy if you're playing for LSU. Devon Godshaw is with us. Crazy, hey, so what do you think of Joe Burrow? There's obviously a lot of interest in the quarterbacks tomorrow with Tua and Joe Burrow. Have you watched much of Joe Burrow this season?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think he's the best quarterback in the draft. I think he's the best quarterback in the NCAA, you know. That's just my guy. You know, Joe's my guy. You know, you have two good quarterbacks. You have a lot of good quarterbacks in the draft, you know. So, I mean, you know, each one, you know, is good. You know, I mean, you have, you know, your picks and your chooses, you know, but just my opinion. I just love Joe Burrow toughness, you know, like the things that he do, you know, running the ball, you know, on the play where you started at 3rd and 12, we need a first down. Joe's going to get the first down with his legs, taking a big hit. You know, it kind of reminds me of a guy like Fitzpatrick getting up, taking a big hit. You know, as a defensive lineman, like that excites me seeing my quarterback, you know, taking a hit and get back up and bounce back from it and going back to the next down and throwing a touchdown. I mean, that excites me. That's kind of the things I love about Joe Burrow.
Didn't you play for Ed Orgeron?
Yes, I did. Yes, sir.
Do you understand when he talks, really? Don't lie, bro. You understand every word that comes out of his mouth?
Yes, because I'm Cajun. I'm from Louisiana, so sometimes people don't understand what I'm saying. I mean, it's kind of like the Louisiana thing, you know. Yeah, but I definitely understand it.
I've talked to you a number of times, bro. I understand every word. Ed Orgeron went,
Didn't Ed Orgeron, isn't he crushing Red Bulls before games and stuff?
Man, I know he's drank some Red Bulls before we go out to practice when he's supposed to be lying. You know, but you got to, at the end of the day, man, you got to love Coach O's energy, man. It's one of the best, you know. I mean, that guy, you know, when I was in college and he was coaching me, you know, and I was getting ready, you know, like, to, you know, like when we was eventually, you know, like everybody go to college to play for, I mean, when people go to college to play football, you know, they have plans of going to the NFL. And, you know, he was telling me just about all the things about him coaching the NFL, things like that, like to be ready for it. And everything he said was true. You know, like don't, like never get complacency, just stuff like that, just always trying to keep me on track. And, you know, like everything he, I used to think like, man, this guy has been hard on me, but like, in reality, like, this guy really was telling me the truth. Like, this guy was getting me ready for the next step. And that's why I think I'm so prepared at this level when I came in my rookie season. You know, I was so prepared. I was so ahead of the game mentally because I was prepared with guys like him and Pete Jenkins.
Devon Godshaw is with us. Dolphins have the Colts on Sunday. You guys had to feel great after the win over the Jets last Sunday. We saw some video from the locker room. There was genuine joy there. And I'm guessing everyone felt great for Coach Flores.
Yes, I mean, this is his first win. I mean, you know, rookie head coach in the first year in the league. You know, I mean, this is his first win, so we was very excited for him. You know, but at the end of the day, I mean, this is one win. You know, I mean, we not satisfied with one win. You know, we feel like we gave a couple games away the last couple games, but hey, we can't dwell on that. And we have to just move forward and keep building.
But yeah, Crowder went through a one win season when he played for the Dolphins, a 1-15 season, and he always says too, because there was a huge amount of celebration after that one win, and Crowder was like, "What are you all doing? It's it's one win." But there were guys that dumped, you know, Gatorade on Coach Flores' head after the first win. But you guys feel like you're knocking on the door, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean, we just did it because it's his first win as a head coach. I mean, it always feels good to get that release off your back as a first season head coach. Getting your first win within, 9 weeks in? I mean, getting your first win, I mean, that's always exciting. I mean, so we just wanted to get him, you know, get him a Gatorade bath for to have his first win. I mean, we're not going to give him another Gatorade bath for having the second. We expect to win, you know, but I mean, at the end of the day, we just wanted to get the, you know, he got the chip off his back, and I mean, now, you know, he got his first win.
Oh, no, bro, y'all like him. We had a first-time head coach, but we didn't like his ass, bro. That's why we didn't dump anything on him when we won. Man, Cameron, get your ass in the locker room and start working on the next week. So crazy.
Actually, now that you're saying that, there is a big difference because you guys kind of looked at Cam Cameron as you're the reason that we only have this one win. It came, week 10 or 11
12,
or whatever?
Yeah, he came. We always talked about goofy stuff in team meetings.
But the team genuinely seems to like
– Cam Cameron coached at LSU, correct?
Yeah, goofy ass Cam. Did y'all call him that?
You talking about he was the offensive coordinator at LSU. He was offensive guy at the Dolphins. I mean the Dolphins.
No, he was the head coach of the Dolphins the year we went 1-15.
Okay, well he was the OC at LSU when you know.
Yeah, no,
he was the OC at LSU when I was there.
Yeah, I think he came after that. He went to LSU, but yeah, man, he would say silly stuff like "son of a big buck." He wouldn't cuss. We get whooped by 40. He would come in and say, "Fellas, that was a heck of a game, bro. We lost by 30. What are you talking about? Heck of a game." Yeah, he was goofy.
That was his only season as a head coach, Devon. That was it. He was one and done, and never sniffed a head coaching position again. So. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
So goofy-ass Cam didn't follow him to LSU, I guess, then. Man, I wish the nickname stuck.
Goofy-ass Cam.
Oh, man. He's funny, though.
Devon Godshaw is with us again in his third season with the Miami Dolphins. They've got the Colts on Sunday. We were fascinated all day yesterday by a question and answer session that one of your teammates did. So Dolphins social media, they do these question and answer sessions with different players, and they ask them, you know, your favorite movie, favorite this, favorite that. And yesterday they released
they released
one with Devontae Parker yesterday. And they asked him, if you could only binge watch one TV show forever, what would it be? And Devontae's No, SpongeBob. I think you said that, Crowder. Didn't you think that he was going to be SpongeBob?
I think Omar said somebody.
Maybe it was Omar.
Yeah.
But his answer was Friends. Now, is that shocking to you?
It's not. I mean, the bunch is just a very. I mean, he's just a very relaxing person. I mean, he don't say much. I mean, you know, he don't. I mean, I was, you know, like this. You know, this week, as we played the Jets, you know, I saw him like had a big catch. He kind of like stood over somebody and talked noise. And I'm like, that's Devontae doing that? You know, because like, he don't say much. I mean, Devontae is so quiet, but I mean, like, when he speaks, I mean, he speaks about important things, but I mean, he don't really say much, though.
And one of the questions that they asked Devontae that blew my mind, his answer, the funniest guy on the team. And he said, Mike Gesicki. And Mike Gesicki's a funny dude. He doesn't strike me as a funny guy.
Oh, he don't strike me as a funny guy either. I just, it was a quick question. He just wanted to answer. He just one of those like, all right, hey, let me hear if we get the hell up out of here type shit. I definitely don't remember Mike Gesicki as being a funny guy, but he's a good guy. But I definitely don't remember him as a funny guy. I probably would have said like a Xavier Howard or probably a Bobby McCain or somebody like that.
That's funny. So you are here to refute Devontae Parker's assertion that Mike Gesicki's the funniest guy in the Dolphins.
I mean, Mike is a great guy, but I don't hear Mike crack jokes. Mike's quiet. He's a quiet guy.
Now, they did a Q&A. Devon Godshaw is with us. They did a Q&A, the Dolphins, at the beginning of the season with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and they asked him his favorite food.
God. That might be the funniest guy.
He's funny. He's interesting. He's interesting. But they asked him his favorite food, and his answer was chicken squares. Have you ever heard of chicken squares?
I've never heard of chicken squares. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
We were mesmerized by this.
We did research. It's a handheld chicken pot pie.
I guess that's the type of meal you get when you go to Harvard, right?
I guess so. Maybe that's why I've never heard of it. If it's reserved for Ivy League people, then yeah, for sure, yeah, I've never heard of a chicken pie.
Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and all that.
All right, well, let's ask you some quickies here. Devon Godshaw is with us. Your favorite TV show of all time?
Oh, my favorite TV show of all time probably would have to be Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, okay. Oh. Favorite movie of all time?
A Friday, classic.
Original, yeah. First Friday.
R.I.P. Pop, man. R.I.P. Pop.
R.I.P.
Oh, man, we played a whole bunch of lines from John Witherspoon last week because he will be missed. Favorite food, your favorite food of all time?
Fish. Seafood, fish, I mean, whatever you want to call it, yeah.
Have you been to Shuck and Dive yet?
Come on, man. You can't ask that question. Yes, of course I've been to Shuck and Dive.
I'm about
dive,
to say, right? Bro, if you ain't been to Shuck and Dive, you ain't getting that Cajun food like Shuck and Dive anywhere else in South Florida.
You're talking about like New Orleans Cajun, like crawfish and stuff like that.
Oysters,
etouffee, fried fish with crawfish tails smothered all over. Yeah, I like all that.
You tell you eat when you say smothered. Anybody use the word smothered? That means they know how to eat.
Smothered etouffee. I'm all in on
that. What you know about that, man?
Bro, I was introducing people to Shuck and Dive 10 years ago, man. I love it over there.
What about Halloween just passed? What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Favorite Halloween candy? I don't have a specific tip. I like my favorite candy period would probably be like Reese's.
Reese's peanut butter cup?
I mean, yeah, that's like my favorite.
And what's the last concert that you've seen?
The last concert I've been to was a Drake concert. That's when he performed at the American Airlines Arena. That's my last one.
All right, there you go. A little get to know you with Devon Godshaw, who I think has given us some good information, which is Mike Gesicki is not the funniest guy on the Dolphins.
I think Mike even tell you he's not the funniest guy. Mike's a great guy. I mean, no, don't underestimate Mike's a great guy. But so far it's been funny. Mike, he just don't strike me as funny because he's quiet. Yeah. He just don't say much.
I've been around him. Like, that's why I was so surprised when I heard him say his name. I was around him for hours, and he didn't say a word.
Is it possible?
Yeah, he's just a quiet guy, you know?
Is it possible that Devontae Parker's not funny, so he can't identify funny?
Devontae Parker got some little jokes with him, you know? He got some jokes with him, but, I mean, Mike Gesicki is the funniest guy. I don't know. I describe myself as being pretty funny, but I probably say probably Xavier Howard, probably the funniest guy in the locker room.
All right.
I wouldn't mind being around Godchild and Wilkins. It seemed like y'all can get going, bro. I don't watch y'all on the sideline. It seems like you and Christian can get going if y'all get rolling.
Oh yeah, we can get rolling now. Yeah, because he likes to play, I like to play, but I mean, yeah, we definitely can get going. We definitely can crack some jokes, yeah.
Well, good luck on Sunday in Indianapolis, and we're rooting for you guys. Thank you, Devon.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Devon Godshaw, again, are you the ultimate Finns fan? In celebration of the NFL's 100th season, the Miami Dolphins invite you to enter for an experience of a lifetime. Each month, a different offer will be unveiled. An exclusive Dolphin-centric experience of a lifetime will be awarded to a special Florida resident fan. To nominate a deserving fan, and for more information, you can go to dolphins.com/experiencefinns. Dolphins.com/experiencefinns. He was good. That was fun, right?
Yeah.
Mike Gesicki, not the funniest guy on the Dolphins. And Dan Day over there, he was fist pumping when Devon Godshaw was talking about New Orleans food and etouffee and what. He was speaking to you, right?
Oh, crawfish etouffee, cracklins, jambalaya, gumbo, ooh, all that good stuff.
Cracklins.
Yeah, Dan Day, man, he's got Louisiana written all over him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.